Dictation for Ronny, R-O-N-N-Y, Sprague, S-P-R-A-G-U-E, August 1141, addresses a letter to Lacey, L-A-C-E-Y, Gardener, G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R-P-A-C, 9535320. Dear Mrs. Gardener, follow up for Mr. Sprague. Diabetic nephropathy, renal failure, hypertension, last visit in April, comes accompanied with wife. Prior stroke of the Xarelto remains on aspirin and Plavix. Left leg ulcer almost completely healed, released from the wound clinic. This happened on a prior trauma. Has obesity, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea. Uses a cane, no recent falls. A stable dyspnea, mostly on activity, not at rest. Denies the use of oxygen or inhaler. Has a CPAP machine. They are concerned that there might be a component of central hypoventilation and they might need to change to a BiPAP or alternative. Has a chronic back pain. No more shots, now wearing patches. Other review system done. Recently see Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, and they recommend to go back to Eliquis. Medication list review. Medication for memory, dementia. Now on patches, buprenorphine, B-U-P-R-E-N-O-R-P-H-I-N-E, back on Eliquis, aspirin, Plavix. Takes no blood pressure medicine. Today weight 224, blood pressure 143.87 by nurse. I repeat 122.60 on the left sided. He's pleasant but confused, lungs clear, no arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, edema on the left-sided, chronic inflammatory changes but no active infection, no gross resting tremors. Next paragraph, chemistry is in June, creatinine 1.39, which is baseline for him. I review medications. Excuse me, I review labs. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3, stable without progression. He is off diuretic, excuse me, he is on a lower dose of diuretics and off the losartan. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Presently no anemia, electrolyte, acid-base abnormalities, abnormal nutrition, calcium. He has stroke compromising the right occipital lobe, as well as small ischemic changes. Continue follow-up, hematology, neurology, anticoagulation. Concerned about the exposure to narcotics in a person with dementia. As indicated above, concern for central hypoventilation, they are planning to change to a BiPAP. All issues discussed, end of dictation,